Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who is already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is September 24th, 1952, and the title is The Queen of the Quantrolls. Now, before we get started, you probably have the same question as I do, because we don't live in a time that understands kind of some of these words, and I know I didn't know, so I looked it up. Quantrolls, or at least what they're referencing in this Wild Bill Hickok episode, is the Quantrol Raiders, and the Raiders were best known for their pro-Confederate partisan guerrillas, or bushwhackers, as a simpler term, who fought during the American Civil War. So that kind of gives you a quick basis on it, so you know. And let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of the Queen of the Quantrolls. You know, Wranglers, Kellogg's Sugar Pops are a real double-feature cereal. A cereal that you can enjoy out of the bowl for breakfast or out of the box as a snack. But anyway you have Sugar Pops, you never have to add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. Moms love Pops, kids love Pops, Pops love Pops. Everybody loves Kellogg's Sugar Pops. Enjoy them soon and often. Generally speaking, if there was any running to be done, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were running after the bad men of the West. The bandits, the bank robbers, rustlers, and swindlers who ravaged the newborn country. But on one occasion, an adventure started for Wild Bill and Jingles, with them running away from a thunderstorm and into a clash with the Queen of the Quantrolls.
You'll have to ride faster, Jingles, if you want to beat this storm to Osage Springs.
Well, Joker couldn't go any faster unless he had wings.
Right on top of us, partner, if we're going to get wet. Hey, Jingles, you still with me?
Yeah, Bill, but I wish I wasn't.
What's the matter?
Bill, and that flash of lightning up there, I saw a cemetery ahead.
Well, whatever. That just means we're getting closer to town.
But, Bill, a graveyard. I don't want to go near that place on a night like this.
Can we take time to ride around it? We'll be soaked before we get to town. Now, come on.
Bill, look. Rising up out of the ground. Get out of my way. Somewhere else. Here I come.
Wait, Jingles. Catch him, Buckshot. Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
Who's that? Well, 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 if it ain't Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. Welcome, gent. Hi, Johnny, if you ain't the wettest pair of lawmen I ever laid eyes on.
Howdy, Sheriff Carter. Don't mind if we track up your office a little, do you?
Not a bit, not a bit. Wait till I close the door here. Jingles, I see you haven't lost a pound.
Well, that's what you think. I doggone near lost 10 pounds at the edge of town. I got so scared.
Scared? You? Of what?
He thought he saw haunts in your graveyard.
He might have at that, Bill.
What do you mean, Jeff?
Well, I've been hearing all sorts of things about strange doings out in that graveyard. But I don't take much stock in it. Jokers, most likely.
Well, it ain't no joke to me.
And as long as they don't rustle any cattle or shoot any of my citizens, it's none of my business. I've got bigger things on my mind.
What's that, Sheriff?
We're having a celebration here tomorrow, Bill. We're going to found the town.
Found the town? Well, it's been here for a long time, ain't it? We found it, all right.
Yeah. But tomorrow is the official founding day of Osage Springs. There'll be quite a celebration. You boys will have to stay and see it.
We sure will, Sheriff.
Hot diggity. Never missed a celebration in my life if I could help it. We'll be up bright and early. Huh, Bill?
And so, folks, with the firing of the cannon, Osage Springs is officially founded on this town site in Oklahoma Territory. All right, Ezra, let her rip.
Far away.
I can't seem to get the fool thing going.
Oh, you're not doing it right. Here now, let me help you.
No, get back. Stand back, you big lummox.
Oh, now give me that torch. All you gotta do is to stand up close to it, not be scared.
No, now don't get that close.
Oh, what are you afraid of? You see, now all that I do is just touch this torch right here to the powder and away. Oh! Hey, help, I'm shot. Bill, help!
You see, I told you, you big dummy. That there's an old cannon half burned out. I knew she'd backfire. Hey, sure did blacken up your face, Bob.
What did you do, Jingle?
Oh, I'm wounded, Bill. I'm wounded in the battle of the fountain of Osage Springs.
Looks to me like you're made up for a minstrel show with all that black powder burned on your face.
Well, it ain't funny.
No, it isn't funny. Now, you all quit making fun of this nice gentleman.
Well, you see, Bill, now you just leave me alone. Howdy, ma'am.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, I reckon so, ma'am, but thank you for your fretting about me.
Here, let me wipe that black powder off your face.
Oh, no, not on your pretty handkerchief, ma'am.
Nonsense, it's just a handkerchief.
Yeah, but it sure smells pretty.
You like my perfume?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
There, I got most of it off.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. I'm Jingle.
Yeah, I know, and I believe this is the famous Wild Bill Hickok, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it sure is.
Howdy, ma'am. I didn't get your name.
I didn't say it. Well, toodaloo, Jingles. Be more careful from now on.
Yes, ma'am. I hope you're coming to the dance tonight, ma'am.
I'll be there. Just look for me.
Oh, Bill, ain't she the prettiest little thing you ever saw?
Yeah, partner, right pretty. And she sure had you spinning like a 10-cent merry-go-round.
Yeah, just be sure she don't spin you too far, Jingles.
Why not, Sheriff? Who is she?
That's Belle Farr, the Lady Undertaker of Osage Springs. Oh.
I had me quite an experience the other day, Wranglers.
couple of the boys down at the ranch were having themselves a little squabble about whether Kellogg Sugar Pops was a cereal or a snack. Well, didn't take much talking to get everything all squared away with the boys. All it did was tell them they were both right. Kellogg Sugar Pops is a cereal that you can enjoy in the morning with a little milk or cream. And Sugar Pops is also a snack that you can eat out of the box just any old time you feel like it. You never have to add sugar to Sugar Pops, because the sweetening's already on them. Yes, sir, moms love Pops, kids love Pops, Pops love Pops. Come on and join in our song.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Later on in the show, I'm going to tell you how you can get a Wild Bill Hickok treasure map and secret treasure guide. So be sure to be listening.
Well, it looks like Jingles has had his share of adventure for one trip. First haunts in the graveyard, then a rainstorm, a celebration at Osage Springs, and meeting Belle Farr, the Lady Undertaker. But by late afternoon, he was all excited as he and Bill dressed for the dance that night.
Oh, Chief the Rabbit, Chief the Squirrel, Chief that pretty girl around the world. Hey, Bill, you reckon she's really an undertaker?
That's what the sheriff said, Jingles, but I've seen that girl someplace before, or her picture.
Yeah, she's pretty as a picture, all right.
That's not what I mean. I've seen her face before.
Well, I sure hope I can see it again. And, Bill, speaking of faces, mine don't look so bad in this mirror, does it? Huh, Bill?
No, not for a cracked mirror, Jingles.
Oh, now, Bill. Bill! Bill, my face is gone! Bill, help! Help, my face is gone, Bill.
Jingles, get on. Get on, partner.
But, Bill, my face.
Somebody shot the mirror. I feel your face. It's still there.
Huh? Oh, gee whiz. What a relief that is. Hey, Bill says somebody was shooting at us.
That's right, partner. Guess my hunch was right.
What hunch, Bill?
My hunch that something was wrong around here. So I guess we'd better investigate. Come on.
Featherhead, I told you I didn't want you to miss.
Well, I didn't miss on purpose. I just couldn't see inside that room.
Oh, why didn't you climb up on the balcony?
And get caught? Are you crazy? What do you want to go bumping somebody off tonight for, Bill? Right when we got the world in a basket.
You mean in a strong box, don't you?
Yeah, in a strong box. Who are those Jaspers, anyway?
I figured you'd get around to asking that. That's Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy, Jingles.
Hickok?
Yeah.
And you were trying to get me to bump him off?
Sure, I don't want him to get in my way.
Oh, but he doesn't know anything.
Well, not so sure about that. I heard that big, dumb deputy of his talking to the sheriff. They were the ones that rode by the cemetery last night when we were digging up that strongbox.
Oh, so that's who it was.
Yeah, hadn't it been for them, we'd have been away from there last night.
Well, we'll make it tonight, all right. Everybody's at the dance.
Unless Hickok's already wise. And if he is, we're going to have to be careful.
Yeah, but what are we going to do?
Never mind. I'm ready for him. He comes around here, he'll be sorry he ever crossed trails with the Queen of the Quantrills.
Now, Bill, listen up the street. Everybody's dancing, and what are we doing? Sneaking around in the night, looking for an undertaking parlor. Doggone it, Bill. I never have any fun.
Quiet, Jingles. Here it is.
Well, I don't want it. You can go in by yourself.
Come on. Around the side. There, here's a window. Help me open it up.
Oh, sneaking around like a couple of bank robbers while everybody else is dancing. Dad, doggone it. There's your old window.
Well, you didn't have to break it.
Well, I don't care. I want to go dancing.
After a bit. Now, give me a boost through.
All right.
Come on, Jingles. Climb in.
Doggone it, Bill. This ain't no fun at all. What are we going to do in here?
Quiet, I said. But what are we looking for? Strike a match. I'll show you.
Well, let's find it and get out of here. There it is. Hey, we're in some kind of an office.
That's right, Belle Farr's office. Now, let's see if I can find any clues as to who she is.
But she's Belle Farr.
Yeah, that's what she wants everybody to believe, but I've seen that face before.
Oh, you keep saying that, and I don't see that it makes any difference. Maybe you saw her in St. Louis, or maybe in Abilene.
Maybe. Yeah. Here it is, Jingles.
Oh, ow, burnt my finger.
Strike another one. I want to see this.
Oh, all right. Now, look to your heart's content.
That's it. Hey, Jingles, look at this picture.
It's just a man.
Yeah, just a man. Do you know who that is?
No, and I don't care. I want to go dance.
That's Jack Robb. He used to run with Quantrill.
Quantrill? You mean that Aubrey who raised so much cain in Missouri during the Civil War?
That's right. They're still looking for strong boxes full of gold he stole.
Well, I wish I'd find one of them, and then I could go out dancing.
Well, come on and look around. Maybe we'll find one right here. Hey, let's go in this room.
Oh, now, Bill, you found your picture. You know who he is. Well, what does that prove? Let's get out of here.
If Jack Robb is around, I want to know what he's doing here, and I want to know what connection Belle Farr has with him.
Oh, well, who knows? Maybe he's her brother or something.
Jingles, huh? Jingles, that's it. You've hit it. Okay. He is her brother. Twin. Her name isn't Belle Farr, it's Belle Robb. She is the one who is known as the Queen of the Quantrills.
That's right, Hickok. Oh. Drop those guns.
Bill, it's her, and she's got a derringer pointed right at my wishbone.
You heard me, Hickok. I said drop those guns if you don't want to be looking for a new deputy.
Drop them, huh, Bill? You don't want a new deputy, do you, huh, Bill? Huh? Do you?
Nothing else we can do, partner. Oh. Drop your holsters.
Oh. Well, that's better. So, it took Belle Robb to get the famous Wild Bill Hickok.
You haven't got me yet.
Oh, haven't I? You'll never get out of here alive, Hickok. One move and I'll drill you and your deputy, too. All right, Jack.
Jack? Bill, it's Jack Robb.
That doesn't surprise me much, partner.
Yeah, Bill.
Stay where you are, Hickok. You too, Jingles.
Yes, ma'am.
It's your play, Bill.
Quick, Jack, here. Take this rope. Yeah. Now, you two, turn around, face the wall, and put your hands behind you. Quick, do as I say.
Bill?
Do as she says, partner.
All right, Jack. Tie him up.
Sure, I'll tie him up so they'll never get loose.
Yeah, and the feet, too.
Bill, you reckon she had anything to do with those haunts out in the graveyard?
I reckon she did, partner.
You know, you're real smart, Hickok. Sure I did. Won't hurt to tell you now. I had plenty to do with them. And if you hadn't gone riding by just about that time, I'd be a long gone from here by now, and rich as a queen.
So you found the money, huh, Bill?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's mine now. Mine and Jack's.
All right, Bill. We're tied up.
That's fine. Now, push that keg in the middle of the floor. Here, wait a minute. I'll put my lamp down. I'll help you.
Yeah, I can get it.
Oh. Bill, do you see what that keg is? It's blasting powder.
That's good. Now, break it open at the top.
Yeah. Stand back.
Here's a candle.
But Bill, what's she doing?
She's got it figured out all right, partner.
Yeah. Here's a match.
Yeah. Fine. Now spread some of that powder around the candle. That's good. Now, Hickok, when the candle burns down, it lights the powder. The place blows up and burns you with it. And all the time, Jack and me will be getting farther and farther away. Well, so long, Hickok. I'm sorry I won't be around to see you go up in smoke.
Yippee, partners. I got powerful good news for you. News about hidden treasure right in your own state. Maybe even in your own town. Yep, and I got two things. A Wild Bill Hickok treasure map and a secret treasure guide that show you approximately where these treasures have been reported. That goes for hidden treasure in other states, too. Now, partners, this is no small hip pocket type map, but a real big one, all of 2 feet high and 3 feet wide, with all sorts of exciting and colorful pictures. Yes, sir. And with this map comes a secret treasure guide listing and describing where over 300 treasures are supposed to be hidden. This Wild Bill Hickok treasure map and secret treasure guide
It's just like sitting around a campfire with a bunch of prospectors, listening to all the places that they know of where there's buried treasure. Now, here's all you do to get this wonderful map and guide. Send 25 cents in coin, along with your name, address, and one Kellogg's Sugar Pops box stop, to Kellogg's, Box 320, Battle Creek, Michigan. But the supply of these maps and guides is limited, so get your order in fast-like. That address again is Kellogg's, Box 320, Battle Creek, Michigan. And this offer is good only in those areas permitting such offers. Now back to Wild Bill and Jingles.
Wild Bill and Jingles were caught by Belle just after they'd discovered she was actually Belle Robb, the infamous Queen of the Quantrills. Holding a gun on Jingles, knowing Bill will do anything to save his partner, Belle and Jack set up a death trap with a keg of blasting powder and a candle to give them time to get away. After they'd gone, Jingles watched the candle burn down closer and closer to the powder.
Bill, that candle's burning awful fast. What are we gonna do? Bill, what are you doing? I can't see you.
I'm going to try burning these ropes off my wrist.
Oh, but you'll burn your hands.
It's the only way, Jingles. There, I've got them in the flame.
Oh, Bill, does it hurt much?
No, not much.
Is the rope burning, Bill?
I think so, partner.
I smell something burning. You're not knocking the candle over, are you?
No, partner. I can't get down that close to it.
Bill, the fringe on your shirt's on fire. Get away from that powder.
I can't. I've got to burn these ropes.
But, Bill, your shirt's on fire.
It's all right, Jingles. My hands are free. I can get this shirt off. There.
Grab the candle before it hits the powder.
Yeah. I got it.
Ooh-wee. That was a close one. Come on, Bill. Now let me out.
In a minute, partner. Let me get my feet free.
Hurry, Bill. Every minute means she's getting further away.
Yeah. Now I'm loose. All right, partner. Now we'll get you. Can you roll over?
Roll over? I can't even move.
Well, here, maybe I can help you. Now, sit up. Yeah, just a minute now.
That Jasper sure tied me up tight.
Yeah. Now your hands are free.
Yeah.
Go ahead and untie your feet while I move this blasting powder out of here.
There. I've got it, Bill. There, and now I'm loose.
Fine. Now, come on, give me a hand with this keg of powder.
Where are you taking it?
To the shed out back of here.
What for?
Wait till we get there and I'll show you.
You mean this little shed, Bill?
Yeah. All right, put it right inside. Now let's set it down. Let me get this candle out of my pocket.
What are you going to do, set that up again?
Yeah, we'll turn Belle's little surprise back on her. Yeah, now light a match.
I wish I knew what you were doing. Here, now you want the candle in?
Yeah.
All right, there it is. But, Bill, that'll blow up.
That's the idea, partner. Now, come on, hurry it up, or we'll be late for the rest of our little surprise for Belle.
Come on, dig faster, Jack.
What's the hurry?
I want to get out of here. Well, I can't be much farther down.
Well, I'm getting tired. I hope it's not much deeper.
There it is. No, clear it out.
Oh, take it easy. There's no hurry.
I waited a long time for this. Now I want to get up and want to get going.
Yeah, it's a strong box, all right.
I told you it was. Well, open it up. We got to be sure. Knock the lock off with the shovel.
All right, here goes. Stand back. There it goes.
Raise the lid, quick. I'll put the lantern down so we can see.
Yeah. There it is, Belle. We're rich.
Yeah, rich as a queen. Oh, wouldn't Hickok like to see this?
Yeah, the candle ought to be just about burned down by now.
Yeah, that won't be long. And we'll hear the end of Wild Bill Hickok. Oh, just look at those gold pieces shine.
Yeah, just feel them.
Yeah, it's all ours. All we gotta do is put that strong box in the wagon and leave. And no Hickok to stop us. Hey, there it goes.
That's the end of Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy.
Goodbye, Bill.
Not quite so soon, Bill.
Bill, it's him. It's Hickok.
I'll kill him this time. I'll kill him.
Bill, she's got a derringer.
Yeah, and I'll use it.
You You're nervous, Bill. You miss both times. And a derringer only shoots twice. All right, catch her, Jingles.
I ain't missing, Hickok.
Well, you shouldn't never have done that, mister. Bill may let a pretty gal get away with it, but no man ever drawed on him without paying for it.
Let me go, you big ox!
Now, ma'am, it ain't gonna do you no good to struggle.
Jingles is right, Bill. You let greed take you too far, and now you're gonna pay some of the debt the Quantrills have been owing for a long time. All right, Jack, you lead the way.
Yeah. Miss Bell, you and me can sashay along behind with this strong box full of gold from this phony grave. Holy smoke, Bill. What do you know about that?
What is it, partner?
Well, doggone it, we've been in the cemetery all this time, and I've been so excited I forgot to be one little teeny-weeny bit scared.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us, folks. We'll be back on Friday with another story.
You bet we will, Guy. And kids, you won't want to miss this one called The Mayor of Mule Mesa.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Pops. It's in the bright yellow packages.
Right, with pictures of Guy and me right on the front. It's a great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
Andy and I think Sugar Pops are great. Hey, Andy?
You bet we do.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included G.G. Pearson, Leo Curley, and Jess Kirkpatrick. Our director is Paul Pierce. Story by Larry Hayes. Music by Dick Orange. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok meets the mayor of Mule Mesa. Now, this is Charles Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. And Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.